7:45. It's a Friday of a beautiful, super busy weekend.
There's so much going on.
Man.
I can't decide what to do.
Do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Take it all in. We got rock shows. We got gem shows. We've got trees for trash. We've got birding. We've got
land and screen house.
Yeah, there's some birding going on.
We've Heartland Kubota.
Heartland Kubota.
Hey, I have a question about the Heartland Kubota. I heard that ad this morning.
Uh-oh.
There's that thing about the running the thing, the test on the equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you have to have a license to do that? Or
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Experience.
I love that you're asking us, the people that are probably the least qualified to do any of that.
Because I think it'd be fun to hop on that.
Sure.
I'm going to assume not.
Everyone, please stand back.
Yeah,
right. I think they probably have somebody there that is licensed, and then they're like, okay, we're keeping an eye on it type of thing.
Yeah. I just think it sounds fun. There's some checklist you have to.
Yeah,
anyway.
You have to have a you don't have to have a license to like ride a tractor, right?
No.
So, like, okay, I'm not diminishing anything. But I have to imagine, like, the tractor, like, you have to get a license to do, like, an excavator, right?
No. I don't know.
You don't have to have, really?
I don't think so.
You got to get forklift certified.
Well, you've got
certified.
Yeah, you got to know what you're doing.
But if I'm driving a tractor around, I mean, not that different,
James,
right?
I mean, see you driving a tractor around.
I did. I can drive a tractor.
James, I was driving a tractor when I was 8 years old.
Yeah, I know. So that's the thing. The forklift, I mean.
Well, forklift, you're usually working around people.
Maybe that's the bigger certification.
Warehouse setting.
I guess, yeah.
I think some knowledge of forklift activity, James, would probably be a good thing for you.
The fork goes up and down.
I think you'd like it.
Done. Fork go up, fork go down. Mission accomplished. I learned it.
Yeah,
Yeah, probably. Almost certainly.
I've seen guys move heavy objects on forklifts and place them on a dime.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's pretty interesting to watch. Just like semi drivers.
Oh, yeah.
See, those
that one makes a lot of sense that you have to get like an extra license for that one.
Yeah. They usually like you to have a license.
Yeah. That one makes a lot of sense.
Even though they just recently stopped 45 of them that didn't have licenses, it's scary. But anyway, let's look at the Wyoming date book today.
Anything exciting?
The year was 1857, Julie. Seth Ward
became forklift certified.
Named, he was named post sutler at Fort Laramie.
What does that mean?
Okay, good. I'm glad you asked that question.
Named at?
Post, he was named the post sutler.
Sutler, S-U-T-T-L-E-R?
S-U-T-L-E-R, okay. They were merchants, civilian merchants, authorized by the U.S. Army to operate a store on a military post.
Oh, neat.
And provide soldiers with goods and luxuries that were not supplied by the government. So basically, it was a little hardware store, general store, on
a
fort.
That's cool.
You learn about that. Honestly, got to play more Oregon Trail. Because you learn a lot about that on Oregon. If you play Oregon Trail, they got tons of people like that.
The game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can play that on a browser now. Which is funny.
I didn't know that. That'd be fun.
So, they had a general store, a bank. They were the news hub. They were the post office for soldiers and civilians alike. Date book today. Happy May Day, by the way.
Yeah, it's May Day.
Yeah. National Custard, Chocolate Custard Month. Okay.
Chocolate maybe Custard Month.
Custard.
Okay.
Your expressions on that one. Custard. Chocolate. Ugh.
Custard.
Chocolate custard's not a normal thing? That's not a thing that happens?
Custard isn't really chocolate. Okay. Usually, is it? I don't know.
I don't know, but it just doesn't sound very good. But anyway, it's got its month in May. Barbecue. Now we're talking barbecue month.
Yeah.
Clean air
love
month.
Love barbecue.
Yep. Hey, get caught reading.
Not hard for you two.
Get caught reading. Not hard for you two. Mental health month should be every month.
Should be every month.
Hamburger month, yes. Salsa.
Yep.
Bike month.
Very good month.
Yeah. Gonna get that out this weekend.
Sure.
Motorcycle awareness month. Probably gonna get that out this weekend.
Be aware of the motorcycles.
I think I have all these plans of going to all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fall through?
No, I just don't know if I'm going to have enough time.
That's just it. That's what I was saying. This time of year, there's so many things.
I want to do a lot of things this weekend. So there we go. Women's Healthcare Month.
Sure.
Older Americans Month. Smile. Sure. Hey, James, it's National Egg Bag Month. No, it's National Egg Month.
Egg bag.
Eggs in a bag.
Oh.
It's National Eggs in a Bag Month.
Yeah. Hard-boiled eggs in a bag month.
Hard-boiled eggs in
hard-boiled
a bag
prepackaged month. Prepackaged from Indiana.
Hard-boiled eggs month.
In a bag month.
Does that just make you cringe every time you open
it? Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. It's truly the weirdest thing I've ever seen you do.
Something about being shipped after being
Well, it's just, I don't imagine, whenever I think of hard-boiled eggs, it's okay if you put them in like a Ziploc bag and bring, okay, then I know you did it. Pre-packaged from somewhere in Tennessee and then shipped here and you're buying them out of the grocery store. Something that's weird to me.
Well, they sell them in gas stations now, too.
That's even weirder.
You might like
add that to the
that.
List. Yeah.
Okay. National Egg Month. Strawberry Month. Love strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here you go, Julie. We had something about bats the other day. What was it?
Oh, my gosh. I love bats.
Well, it's Bat Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen those giant, they used to call them vampire bats, and they got like the 6 and 7.
That's what they're called.
I want to see those in real life.
Those are they're called vampire bats, right?
Yeah. I think there's another real name for them.
Oh, yeah.
They're so cool.
Today's Beltane. What's Beltane?
Don't know.
It's a it's a May Day festival. It's a traditional festival celebrating fire.
Fire?
Yeah, celebrating fire, fertility, and passion between spring and the spring equinox and the summer solstice.
So not literally fire.
Yeah. So there you go. Beltane. That's what it's called.
Where is it from?
I don't know.
Good stuff.
It's a festival. It's just a festival.
Just surface level on that one.
Surface on that one. You get what you get here, Julie.
You're asking too many questions.
Digging too deep.
I know. She's digging deep here. Global Love Day. Need a little bit of that going on.
Okay. No kidding.
It is
World Peace.
Yes. It is Law Day. It is.
Oh. Cool.
Dread. Lay Day. L-E-I.
Okay.
What? That's what he said. Law. Just dread.
Lay Day. So you get off the plane going to Hawaii.
Yeah. I think a lot of Pacific island countries do that too, more than Hawaii as well. Mm-hmm. Like if you go to American Samoa. Yeah.
They'll
put the lay on you.
Yeah, they will.
I have a friend named Layla who's from American Samoa. I think they do that.
I have a friend who owns the radio station in America, Samoa.
It's crazy how you always have a connection
to that. He invites me there all the time and says he will give me the grand tour of
America. And you haven't gone yet?
That's cool.
I know. America, I have not.
I need you to give me an example of somebody where you say, I have a friend who blank that's not in radio.
Here's
give me something else.
Here's the deal. When I, you know, being in radio for 45
years.
We are, our station, our group of stations are members of what we call the Idea Bank.
Right.
And the Idea Bank is actually worldwide. It's a conglomerate of over 100 radio markets in the United States and abroad. We have them in Australia and New Zealand and America, Samoa.
Well, if you're not going to go, I'll go and represent.
You'll go represent.
Me too.
Yes. Great guy.
But next time you say, I have a friend who runs a bakery we met at the swimming pool.
Yes. So
that lives in American Samoa.
I go to the conferences and I see people all the time. And we have a listserv where we talk about ideas and stuff. It's pretty cool.
We met in the in the hard-boiled egg section at the grocery store.
It's funny.
The packaged hard-boiled egg section.
We had a conference in Indianapolis, and it was in towards the fall, and it was a cool time in Indianapolis at the time. He was wearing a blanket around.
Yeah, believe that.
He said right now it was like 100 degrees where he was. And he came to America.
And it was a lot colder.
It's just like, I can't get warm.
It's true. You're coming from the opposite. You don't think about that. December, it's hot down there.
I can't get warm.
Yeah,
I know. Save the Rhino Day. All right.
Yeah. Sure.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Massage awareness. I'd like some awareness.
Massage awareness. Okay.
Massage
awareness. Be aware of a massage.
Yeah. Okay.
I never understand what that means.
I don't understand what it means either.
Awareness.
Yeah.
I know. Like, what? Yeah.
I'm aware.
They
I'm
exist.
Mentioning it. I'm aware. Okay. Tomorrow's the second day of May. It's, Engelbert Humperdinck's birthday.
Yeah. How did that guy get, James'
the hell is
expression.
That?
What?
Why did you both look up? Oh, yeah, I know who that is. That's not a real name.
Your look of who, what?
Yeah.
What?
Engelbert.
Oh, Engelbert Humperdinck. Yeah, that's a real person. How am I supposed to sit here and accept that?
It is, but it's always
it
like, hey, remember listening to Engelbert Humperdinck?
Yes. Yeah, of course. And I love Dandelion Pumpersnickel. That's my favorite broadcaster.
You got to get on. Hey, James is doing the Trooper game tomorrow.
Yeah, I forgot the name that you wanted me to say.
The Snuff and Puffer.
HR Puff and Snuff.
Yeah, there we go. Yes, we've got 2 days.
You got to fit that in.
We've got 2 days this week of people that are not real. Yes.
And then we want people to call in on Monday and say when they heard it on Swap Shop.
Yes, but today, Engelbert Humperdinck.
There's no way.
Dandelion Puffer Sniff.
Yeah, Dandelion Puffer Sniff. That's the name. That's a group of people that robbed the Louvre. That's their names.
Wait. Was that his real name? I mean, why would you make
There's no way that's his real name. Yeah, well,
but he was a singer, James.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And he's 90 today. See, Julie and I know who he is, but...
Only because how can you forget that name?
I know, right?
It's not like I listened to... I didn't listen to his...
Hey, that's why he's probably named
that. What kind of music?
That?
I don't know. Was it country?
No.
Oh.
It's got to be some sort of carnival tunes.
Polka?
Yeah.
No.
Carnival tunes.
Yeah.
Children's music.
Right.
You know, contemporary type things.
Right.
Music. Okay.
The stuff they played on the All Muppets.
Right. No.
HR Puffin stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to get that in tomorrow during the Trooper.
Yeah, I know. HR Puffin stuff. Yeah.
HR Puffin stuff.
Dandelion Pumpernickel.
I showed him the HR Puffin afternoon. And I was like, wow, those were some psychedelic times, weren't they?
What a weird thing that exists.
Tomorrow, Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow? Wow, I had no idea.
Right. Yeah. And it's also a World Naked Gardening Day.
Oh, true.
Hey,
sure.
Well,
all
right.
Don't celebrate.
Don't celebrate.
Yeah. Don't celebrate.
Don't celebrate. Yes, please.
I mean, really? Because won't you get arrested or indecent?
Yeah, it's my backyard.
It's probably not.
Hey,
it's not a good thing.
I'm just celebrating National Gardening Naked Day.
Yeah.
As they're putting the cuffs on you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Neighborhood's all watching, giving the coffin.
Okay, it's truffle day tomorrow, too. Play the ukulele day.
Oh.
Hey, all right.
Sure.
Pilates day.
Okay. All right. Never done it.
Firefighters day, tip of the cap.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Sunday, it is Lumpy Rug Day.
Oh, is that another singer? Love his music, too.
No, that's just what it is, James. A lumpy rug.
Love
what the
lumpy
heck?
Rug.
Why do you make a day for that?
I don't know.
Oh, it's Lumpy Rug and the Mosquitoes coming out for their...
Lumpy Rug.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just coming up with names now.
Paranormal Day.
Oh,
sure.
I knew you'd get that reaction from her, didn't
I've always, I've always thought a great idea for Sheridan Media was to do a special video for our YouTube where we spend a night at Kendrick Mansion. And we just film whatever happens.
Or what about the Sheridan Inn?
Any of them. I mean, we got plenty of places we can go to around here that are seemingly haunted.
Yeah.
I would volunteer
Pick
for
me.
That. I would do that.
And let's get Engelbert Humperdinck
and
Dandelion Persimmon.
And Lumpy Rug and whatever RP McStuffin. You got to figure out which one's not real.
All right. Fox News is on the way. Going to be a busy weekend. All right. Get out there and enjoy a beautiful weekend in Sheridan. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. 8 o'clock on the way.
Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. I got something we can start tonight. Looking at you, girl, it's hard to find. Those stars need to be...